One of the more peculiar native animals in our listening area seems like it could have come from the inspired imagination of a Hollywood director. Just 8 inches long, the spotted salamander is bluish-black with sunny yellow spots. On its underside, this amphibian is a blush shade of pink. 2 feet, each with 4 toes, hang off either side of a snake-like body. Its snout is wide with a smile like a frog's, and it has tiny, bulging black eyes like a pug. Have you seen this animal before? Probably not. That's because during the majority of the year, spotted salamanders live hidden from our view. They are fossorial, meaning they're adapted for digging and spending most of their time underground. They rarely come out from their secretive, subterranean homes except to forage for crickets, worms, spiders, slugs, and millipedes at night. During the winter, spotted salamanders hibernate in burrows below the frost line and aren't seen again until breeding season, which is just about to start in our region. In late March and early April, temperatures begin to rise and the moisture level is high. That's when the salamanders make their abrupt and amazing migration towards their annual breeding ponds. In just one rainy night, hundreds to thousands of salamanders emerge from their overwintering spots and march down woodland slopes and return to the vernal ponds they were born in. From vernalis, the Latin for spring, vernal ponds are formed seasonally in shallow ground depressions from snowmelt, precipitation, and rising water tables. Generally drying up in late summer, these ponds are only temporary woodland reservoirs. The seasonal nature of vernal ponds means they are uninhabited by fish. This makes them perfect habitats for spotted salamanders and other amphibians to breed and then develop with less chance of predation. Females usually lay 100 round, clear eggs in 3-inch jelly-like clumps that cling to underwater plants. Adults only stay in the water for a few days, then the eggs hatch in a month or two. The timeline always changes, as just the right temperature is what causes the eggs to open. When they hatch, baby spotted salamanders are greenish-yellow and aquatic. Unlike frog tadpoles, they hatch with front legs and they have frilly red gills on the sides of their neck. By midsummer, they'll lose their gills and become juvenile salamanders that leave the water. 90% of spotted salamanders die before they leave their vernal pool, either because their home dries up or they're killed by predators or disease. But if they make it onto land, they can live to be 30 years old. Adult spotted salamanders are preyed upon by larger animals, including skunks, raccoons, turtles, and snakes. But the bright spotting on these salamanders is a warning to the predators that they are not a delicious meal. Like lots of other salamanders, they secrete a noxious, milky toxin from the glands on their backs and tails. If a predator does manage to dismember a salamander and get away with part of a leg or tail, this amphibian has another neat trick. It has great regenerative abilities and can miraculously grow back a new limb, although it takes a massive amount of energy, a tough feat for an animal that is incredibly sedentary. Spotted salamanders' numbers are generally stable throughout their range, but they are very sensitive to changes in the ecology, and rising water acidity in our listening area is negatively affecting their population. De-icing salts that we rely on all winter long, for example, contaminate roadside vernal pools. Studies have shown that the salts cause reduced survival rates of salamander eggs and tadpoles. It's important for us all to protect salamanders, even if we never see them. They help control insect pest species, including irritating mosquitoes that breed in their ponds, and come summer, we'll really appreciate that. To learn more and to find out what a salamander feels like, visit your local nature center or www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.